Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, June 15th, 2026. The Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project of Maine has published a wrap-up of Maine's 132nd legislative session. Some of the bills that are about to go into effect that they worked on include LD 1971, an act to protect workers in the state by clarifying the relationship of state and local law enforcement agencies with federal immigration authorities. They say, quote, LD 1971 clarifies that Maine law enforcement may not divert Maine's resources to assist the federal administration with mass deportation. The law has no impact on law enforcement's role enforcing criminal and state traffic laws. It prohibits them from inquiring into immigration status, detaining people on requests from immigration officers, using immigration officers as interpreters, entering into 287G agreements, and more. The law permits Maine law enforcement to participate in joint task force with federal officers as long as the primary purpose is not immigration enforcement, end quote. Another bill that passed and is about to go into effect is LD 2051, an act to assure access to the Supplemental Nutrition Program in Maine. Quote, the Trump administration's so-called One Big Beautiful Bill Act of 2025 made sweeping changes to federal public benefits eligibility. LD 2051 clarified that the federal government's changes did not impact Maine's state public benefits, end quote. LD 2106, an act to limit consent for entry into non-public areas of and to limit access to protected records maintained by certain public entities. Quote, LD 2106 sought to put in place the strongest possible protections at the state level to protect patrons and workers of public schools, state healthcare facilities, and state libraries from unchecked immigration enforcement. It also directed the Attorney General to develop guidance on how other entities, including places of worship, could protect people at those locations, end quote. And LD 2176, an act to safeguard personal information and strengthen tenant rights in Maine, quote, during the January 2026 ICE operation, there were credible reports of landlords calling ICE to tip them off to non-citizen tenants in their buildings. This legislation was proposed in part to respond to that emergency situation. The bill made it against the law for landlords to share tenants' personal information as a tactic to harass or evict them. In addition to protecting non-citizens, the bill responded to longstanding needs to better protect the personal information of survivors of domestic violence and human trafficking in housing, end quote. Those bills go into effect on July 29th. You can read the full report and the analysis done by Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project of Maine on their website, which is ilapmaine.org. Tickets are now on sale for Equality Maine's annual awards and Pride After Party. The Bangor Pride Festival and Parade is coming up on Saturday, June 27th in downtown Bangor, starting at 10, with a parade at 11 o'clock and speakers and vendors and booths and socializing throughout the afternoon. The annual awards celebrating Maine's vibrant LGBTQ+ community will be held that evening, Saturday the 27th, at the Morgan Hill Event Center in Herman, which is about 15 minutes away from downtown Bangor. Doors will open at 5:30 and awards will be presented from 6 to 8 p.m. And then after a brief intermission while the room is converted into a party space, the Pride After Party will start in the same space with doors opening for that at 8:45. You can learn about the performers at the after party, more information about the events, and purchase tickets at equalitymaine.org. To make the event as accessible to as many people as possible, they are selling tickets in three different price tiers, and they say if cost is still a barrier, please reach out to them at info@equalitymaine.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.